Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. For all you out there listening, just a pre-warning that this episode could be described as being a bit gory. Obviously, I'll be talking about blood, guts, and death. So if not your thing, like I always say, I've plenty more for you to listen to on my channel. Ever since I can remember, there's always been books, comics, TV shows and films about vampires. The thing is though, we all know they're not real. They're just there to scare the living crap out of us. From Dracula, to David from The Lost Boys, to Dusk Till Dawn. If pop culture has taught us anything, it's that vampires are real and they do suck your blood. But I know I can hear all you out there saying bullshit. And to be honest, ladies, gents and people, normally I'd agree with you. But with some of the research that I have done, I have to say, once you've heard me out, you might change your statement. So join me today where I'll be asking the questions, are vampires real? Are there really vampire hunters out there like they are in the movies? And are there people out there sucking blood from people's necks? And yes, I know, that sounds completely fucked up. First up, a bit of vampire history. Vampires are evil mythological beings who roam the world at night searching for people whose blood they can feed on. They may be the best known classic monsters of all. Most people associate vampires with Count Dracula, the legendary blood-sucking subject of Bram Stoker's epic novel Dracula, which was published in 1897. But the history of vampires began long before Stoker was born. The main special thing of a vampire is they drink human blood. They typically drain their victim's blood using their sharp fangs, which will in turn either kill them or turn them into a vampire themselves. In general, vampires hunt at night, since the sunlight weakens their power. Vampires have super strength and often have an hypnotic sensual effect on their victims. They can't see their image in a mirror and they cast no shadows. It has been said that Bram Stoker named Count Dracula after Vlad Dracula. You ladies, gents and people might know him by his other name though. Vlad the Impaler. Vlad was born in Transylvania, Romania, and he ruled Romania between 1448 and 1477. He was given this nickname because of his favourite way to kill his enemies, and that was to impale them on a wooden stake. According to legend, he enjoyed dining amongst his dying victims, dipping his bread in their blood before eating. Whether that was true or not, it sounds completely barbaric and sickening. But even now, it's all history and stories. Vampires are not real, right? Well, that now brings me on to Mercy Brown. She was a daughter to the farmer George Brown, and they lived in Exeter, Rhode Island. It was the 1800s, and she along with a lot of her family died from the illness TB. However, the community back then was a lot more different than today's one. They used Mercy as a scapegoat to explain all the deaths that were happening. You see, it was common practice at the time to blame several deaths in one family on the undead. The bodies of each dead family member were often dug up and searched for signs of vampirism. The thing was, Mercy was not buried in a normal fashion, you see. She was placed in a crypt above ground. So when they opened up the crypt, there was no decay on her body. So when the townsfolk see that, they put two and two together and got a vampire. So how to rid the town of this vampire then? How do you kill the undead? Well, it turns out there are a few methods. One would be to drive a stake through the person's heart. Another was to burn the body to a crisp. Another was to remove the heart entirely, burning that only. But the way the people in Exeter dealt with the problem was, in my opinion, sickening. They cut out her heart. They burned it and then fed the ashes to her sick brother. I can't believe I just said that. And we all know what happened to the brother, right? Yep, you guessed it. He died shortly after eating. During my research, I come across a lot of so-called legendary sightings and stories in regards to vampires, and there was a lot more out there than I expected scattered throughout history. From Elizabeth Bathory, who lived in Hungary from 1590 to 1610, it said she killed her servants then bathed in their blood. Don't think it was just two or three either. It's been said she could have killed up to 600 people, and for me that's just insane. Then you had Vincenzo Fassini, and in the 1800s he murdered two people then drunk their blood. He then attacked another seven people before being arrested having drunk their blood as well. You then have the Highgate Cemetery vampire too. Now, if you know about the Highgate Cemetery, you will know as well as me that the place is regarded as one of the most haunted cemeteries in the world. It's been said that in 1967, two girls walking past claimed to have seen the dead rising from the graves. In a house local to the cemetery, a girl awoke to a cold feeling on her hand, and when she looked down, she had what was described as teeth marks. It's then when she looked out a window that she see a tall man in a hat melting into the cemetery walls. I know all this is hearsay, but there's more. And this has a bit more bite to it, if you pardon the pun. In the early months of 1970, several animals were found dead in the cemetery. Their bodies had been drained of blood and with what appeared to be lacerations to their throats. It was then that stories about the Highgate Cemetery vampire became rife, with people coming from far and wide just to see if it was real. This also attracted the attentions of so-called vampire hunters. Like I said, a very spooky place. This now leads me on to my conclusion. Are vampires real? First up, we need to decide what a vampire is. Now, if we're talking about some of the ones we see in the movies, I can tell you now, it's bullshit. There are no flying bats flying through the sky wanting to suck your blood. And no, they can't be warded off by garlic or holy water. That sort of stuff is the stuff of pop culture. So for me, like I said earlier, I call bullshit. Are there really vampire hunters out there? In a world as crazy as it is, I've got to call fact, and apparently there are quite a few too. You only have to look at David Tarrant and Sean Manchester, for instance, two of the main people who are actively pursuing the Highgate Cemetery vampire. Jeez, ladies, gents and people, the internet is a scary place. This now leads me on to the last and most disturbing question. And to be honest, ladies, gents and people, it's the one I'd wish I'd not looked into. A certain bit's what I found. Well, let's just say it made my stomach turn. You see, vampirism is a thing. It's a culture. And for some people, it's a way of life. And now to ask it. Are there people out there sucking blood from people's necks? Can't believe what I'm about to say, but it's a fact. It's just not from the neck, though. When I look more closely into this, I found this sort of practice happens more than we would care to think. R.O. Draven and Leah Benninghoff of Slough in England. They openly admit that they are vampires. R.O. brought Leah into the vampire world when they both shared each other's blood in the witching hour of 3 a.m. And when they are not sucking on their own blood, they have donors willing to provide. That's also common practice, ladies, gents and people, and to be honest, I found that shocking. But you know me, I just had to dig deeper. Balthazar Schottison from New Orleans, USA, first tasted blood when he was 11. And he instantly became almost like addicted-like. He claims he has withdrawal symptoms if he does not drink blood. So how does he get it, right? He has a donor come over and he pierces the skin on the back with a scalpel 3 or 4 times and then he drinks it. The thing is, ladies, gents and people, I found these videos on YouTube and his one was not the only one I found. Julia Caples has been drinking blood for the last 30 years. She first tasted blood upon her first kiss. She thought it was natural to buy it whilst kissing, you see. Upon tasting, she never looked back. She got married in a graveyard, and once her vows were complete, her and her husband showed their love for each other by drinking each other's blood. Her husband has now given up this practice as they have a family, and by the way, ladies, gents and people, they know too. She still partakes as she claims it slows her aging. She feels stronger, healthier and empowered. She also said that she feels a raw energy once she's drank someone's blood. Yet again, on this video I see the same thing happen. Donor comes over, she uses a scalpel on his back. This time it's different though, she uses it to slice rather than prick, and then she sucks his blood. When I watched these, it made me sick to my stomach and I can't lie. And I just have to say to you, this is not a safe practice by any means. You can exchange any number of diseases that will kill you. If a blade is infected, same scenario. I just don't get why some people would want to do it. Ladies, gents and people, this is not a case of don't knock it till you try it. I'm surprised this sort of stuff is not illegal. I must say I've not even scratched the surface of this culture either. I've not even fully looked into vampirism, and to be honest, just watching them videos, I really don't want to anymore. Wow, what an episode. I just wanted to say thanks to RB for choosing this episode as dark and as morbid as it was. Don't worry, she ain't into that sort of thing. I just asked her to pick a number, and whatever number that was the podcast I was going to do. I just wanted to do a subject I was not familiar with and go for it, you know what I mean? I just want to say thank you for the continued support. It really means a lot. And remember, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. Also, if you could give me a follow on Spotify, that would be awesome too. And remember, look after yourselves and each other. And until next time.